Chapter 44, in which our heroes walk into a trap within the trap. Alas, we know the truth for certain now. This entire mission to the forest moon of Endor is a trap. The Emperor knows all about the stolen shuttle, the strike team, and the plans to blow up the shield generator. All the secrecy, all the comlink jamming, all the biker scout chasing, it's all been pointless. The whole thing is pointless. When Han Solo and his strike team reach the shield generator, they will find a large force of troops waiting for them. They'll be captured or killed, and the shield will remain in place. The rebel fleet's attack and the rebellion itself will be equally doomed. It's all an elaborate trap, foreseen and crafted by the Emperor himself. But there is a less elaborate trap out there, one that the Emperor has not foreseen. This trap is made of ropes and vines and baited with a hunk of fresh meat. It's the smell of this meat that gets Chewbacca's attention. Vurkel. He and Han and Luke have separated from the rest of the strike team. For hours they have been trying to find Leia, assisted by R2-D2 sensors, and, I'm sorry to say, somewhat hindered by C-3PO's plotting and complaining. Luke is certain that Leia is still alive. He can sense it. Some time ago, they found her helmet near the site of 4 wrecked speeder bikes and several dead scouts. This made Han sure she was still alive, too. Now they are trying to follow her path through the forest undergrowth, but it is slow going, especially with droids, and especially with C-3PO.
Oh, these vines! I'm hopelessly entangled. You'll have to go on without me, R2. The princess is more important than...
Han and Luke have tuned out his constant complaints, and perhaps we should do the same. Suddenly, Chewbacca cocks his head, draws in a deep breath, and runs growling off in a new direction.
What? Chewie?
Calls Han.
What?
By the time Han catches up with him, the mighty Wookiee has sniffed out the source of the smell. The previously mentioned hunk of fresh meat dangling from a tree.
It's just a dead animal, Chewie,
says Han, realizing that the Wookiee was after lunch, not Leia. Apparently, Chewbacca isn't too picky about what he eats. But as Chewbacca reaches for the meat, Luke arrives with the droids and instantly senses the danger.
No, wait, Chewie!
But he's too late, and he wouldn't have been able to stop the hungry Wookiee anyway. Chewbacca grabs the meat, and the trap is sprung. Again, the trap is not elaborate, but it is clever. Our heroes never knew they were standing on a large net concealed among the weeds at their feet. When the bait is pulled, a peg is dislodged, and high above, a bent tree branch is loosed. It springs upward with great force, pulling a rope that lifts the net and our heroes into the air. Moans Chewbacca. It is not a dignified scene. A Jedi, a star pilot, a great hairy Wookiee, an astromech and a protocol droid, all squeezed and squashed into the crude net, legs and arms sticking out this way and that.
Nice work, Chewie, growls Han. Just great! Always thinking with your stomach.
Will you take it easy? Snaps Luke. Let's just figure out a way to get out of this thing. Han, can you reach my lightsaber?
Yeah, sure.
Says Han, realizing the lightsaber must be what's been jabbing him painfully in the side. He reaches for it, but it's too late. R2 has found another solution. He has extended yet another of his mechanical arms, this one with a small saw blade, typically used for cutting through a ship's pipes and cables. It will zip through this homemade rope in no time.
R2,
warns C-3PO.
I'm not sure that is such a good idea.
But he's too late. R2's saw cuts through a chunky knot in the net, and the whole thing splits open. The scene becomes even less dignified as our heroes drop to the ground, landing with thuds, groans, and clanks. Han sits up and quickly notices the tip of a spear being waved in his face. He looks around. More spears. They are surrounded by a sizable Ewok hunting party. The Ewoks wave their spears and chatter excitedly. Their trap has worked. They don't know what they've caught, but it does look edible. There will be a feast tonight.